I'm having a beer and that's how I burp. I have a beer and that's how I burp.
Hey, you know what I learned?
What did you learn?
There was a microphone that we used in LA that sells currently for, I think it was something crazy, like $25,000 to $30,000 for a fucking microphone.
At that, like, okay, there is, first of all, welcome to Bad Bandmates. This is the episode today.
Hi.
We're farting around, dude. We're farting
around.
We're shitting and we're farting around. How do people here? Listen, I use a $30 microphone for this and my other podcasts. I mean, to the untrained ear, can you tell? Probably not. Obviously, people who are into audio and stuff like that, of course, they can tell that my microphone is not of a high quality, but you make it sound as good as it can be, right? With free stuff. Well, I mean, Pro Tools or whatever you use, you know. And
it's called Logic.
Logic, right. I use Audacity, and Audacity is like literally free. And I think it sounds okay, you know, but like there's, if a microphone is $30,000, $25,000, you said 25,000,
correct?
Something
that's
like that.
Correct. Correctamundo.
That microphone better make me sound like Jesus Christ himself. You know what I mean? Like speaking now, you know,
I'm guessing, this is just a guess, but I'm guessing that there's a difference in quality with more expensive gear. Cause like I've put some money into my stuff. Does it sound good? Yeah. Does it sound like Maroon 5? No.
No.
No. But, and I'm not just talking about the content.
But dude, Maroon
5. Why do I always use Maroon 5 as a reference?
Yeah, you do. And I can't tell if you're ever like insulting them or if it's like, or if you're fond of them or if it's like a jealousy or if it's like,
I'm obviously jealous, but yeah. How do I word this for those Maroon 5 fans? I have little to no respect for Adam Levine.
Sorry to all you five heads out there. You know what I mean?
I'm just not. When he played the Super Bowl, or when they, I should say, but really, wasn't it just
it's him
Adam
now.
Levine?
You know, yeah. It is.
He did this thing. That motherfucker took his shirt off, right? And I swear to God, I saw him look at his pecs, look at the camera, and just smile a little bit. I'm like, how fucking. Stop it, sir.
Did he do the Dwayne the Rock Johnson pec bounce or some or anything? Like,
I don't think so. He did it. You guys aren't gonna be able to see this, but he did this.
Oh God. That was a look, dude.
It was really sexual.
You know what?
But I feel like he just saw his own reflection.
Right. Speaking of the Super Bowl, I think this year is like holy shit kind of music.
Yeah.
Like
it's weird.
Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Kendrick Lamar.
Yep.
Who else? Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Blige, Eminem. I think that's it.
We don't care. I don't care about Eminem. Which is a topic that like we need to go into someday. I need to do a dive on one of his albums, I think.
Yeah.
I have, though.
The really early albums. Here's my fear. Not my fear, but this is what I think is going to happen. You always coin yourself as a, like, You don't listen to the lyrics often, right?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't think his lyrical content is generally all that great. I just think he's what was, I'll say. I'm not really sure I understand what the fuck has been happening for the past 10 years, but was talented. But I don't necessarily, I mean, like, it's not like To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah. Well, but it is like an awfully hot coffee pot. You know what I mean? Did you, you know that, that video where he's like dissing Donald Trump and he's in the parking garage?
Oh, yeah. The one where he goes, "You're orange." Fucking, what a horrible.
Here's what I think the problem is with Eminem and his lyrics is that, lyrics specifically, is that I think early on in his career, the lyrics were like kind of funny and they were edgy and, you know, it was whatever. Now he's in his, what, 40s, 50s? He's got to be close to 50. And he's, you know, still making, like lines in a rap song where, like, there's a punchline. And, like, I don't know if anyone's looking for that anymore, you know? And
he keeps selling things. I don't get it. He really only has, in my opinion, two albums that are good, like, all the way through. And then he has a couple songs after that that are like, oh, this is pretty solid.
Sure.
And then, but then I would say at this point, because he's not stopping, I would say like 80% of his catalog is garbage.
Right. We've talked about The Alchemist before. He's like one of my favorite producers. He did the Freddie Gibbs album that we listened to. He was the beats behind it. And he just recently, on one of Eminem's most, like, within the past few years albums, he produced a track for it. And the song, I think, is called Stepdad or something like that. And, like, wow, dude, is that the shittiest song I've actually ever heard. I was like, okay, Alchemist produced the track. I have to check it out, you know? And it's one of those things. And because obviously that's a big moment. Like, okay, as much as I like want a dog on Eminem, obviously he nailed the formula. He rose to fame and status. And obviously me sitting in bumfuck nowhere, Minnesota, obviously I haven't done anything musically with my life. Right. But like, you know, a critique is a critique, whatever. But like this, not only the song Stepdad when you're almost 50, dude, or are 50, and it's just like the most annoying chorus that you'll ever hear in your life. It's like, yeah, my stepdad, dude, you have to listen to it right now and just cut out and just cut out like while you're listening to it. I got to pull it up again, too, because it's been a while since I listened to it. But it's, like, forever ingrained in my memory. You know what I mean? As just shit.
I'm pretty excited to hear it. Well, it's off of the album that he decided to call Music to be Murdered By.
Right. Which I'm sure was, like, his trying to come back and be, like, edgy again, you know?
Did it work? Okay. I don't need to listen to the whole thing.
Killed my chihuahua, this motherfucker. Yeah, dude, it's like, hey, man, you know, let me see. I think that that's the track that was produced by Alchemist. Either that or, like, I don't know, something else. Let me double check. Let me check my facts before I just, you know, assume the worst. And then, here, let's see.
He's got a song with Ed Sheeran. Weird.
See, that is weird, man. Stepdad from Eminem's latest album Music to be Murdered By features Alchemist both as writer and producer.
On the whole album or just that song?
Just by that one. I don't know, man. It's just, it's like, I was really excited and, Jesus. Not that Alchemist has to conform to a certain type of like beat style or anything like that. I think he's actually kind of done quite a few different styles, you know, over the years and stuff like that. but like, man, this was bad.
It's not
like,
good.
The beat's not good. The beat's not good. The lyrics not good. It's just like, what are you doing? So
the chorus is, "I hate my stepdad. So yeah. Tonight I'm saying bye bye stepdad."
Yeah. And so it's like, all right,
you know,
guy.
What blows my mind? Like, I don't know if he's still at this point, but
okay.
I like to think that. So, Dr. Dre signed him, right? So at one point in time, he had to take his song ideas and bring them to fucking Dr. Dre. Do you think that he brought a song with a chorus, "I hate my stepdad," and tonight they say "bye bye my stepdad" to Dr. Dre, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna sign off."
Like, to Dr. Dre during his peak too, like, you know, after like around 2001's the Chronic, yeah, you know, right? Like, fuck. No, dude, that's fucking insane, dude. To think that, dude, to think that, what, 20 years later. Like, he's making a song about how he hates... I don't know if it's, like, him or, like, he's playing a character for the perspective of it, you know? Who knows? Whatever. But, like, just that their whole thing is they hate their stepdad, you know? And, like, lyrically, like, rightfully so, because it talks about, like, you know, abuse and, like, all this other stuff, and which is... good. It's just so corny, you know? It's so corny. You could tell a story like that and be like blown away. I mean, you think of something like I think everybody's heard this song, Dance with the Devil by Immortal Technique. I mean, it's like, whoa, like you hear that song when you're like 11 and you're just like, dude, like that's crazy. Like, and if you haven't heard it, like, I'm not gonna I don't know. It's kind of like a story. It's sad, and it's super, like, you know, kind of brings a picture of like gang life and stuff like that. And so I think it's a great listen to, but like that, I don't think is done corny, right? That's done like from like a really kind of like a real perspective sort of thing. And this is just like, so
shit.
I don't know. I can brush away like my preconceived notions on people, like to listen and sit down and kind of, you know, take in their art. But like, yeah, this was just so corny. And I think that's it. It's just he's corny. He's cheesy.
It's like, if you don't have anything to say, you don't gotta. You can just be quiet.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then the motherfucker... What really gets me about that guy now is, like, he's just probably so bored. Yeah. Did I tell you about his fast food restaurant?
He has a fast food restaurant, dude?
He opened up a fast food place in Detroit called Mom's Spaghetti. It's a drive-thru fast food spaghetti joint. Are you fucking... That's hilarious. But only, like, one day... and then, like, shut it down. Who's like, out driving and they're like, "What do you think, McDonald's, like burgers, or should we pick up some spaghetti?"
Mom's spaghetti. What? Yeah.
Fucking
like,
weird.
Like do a pop-up of it, sure. Like a little...
as like a joke.
Yeah.
Kinda. Or like a novelty.
But I think that's what it is, though, is like, it's like, he could be funny, but then he just like is...
overdoing it.
It overdoes it, yeah.
You've seen Jay and Silent Bob, or like any Kevin Smith movie, yeah. Right? You know, movies, the fast food place in it, movies, right?
Yeah.
They do pop-ups where they're like, take over a place and turn it into a movies for like a day or a week or whatever.
Great idea.
That's hilarious. Yeah, and that's super cute. But then they stop. If there was just movies, like their hometown, I'd be like, you guys are fucking dumb.
Imagine. Okay, and maybe... this is going to sound mean, but imagine working at mom spaghetti. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
it'd be terrible.
And maybe he does. It's like a good thing for the, you know, for the community. Maybe provides jobs to, you know, who knows, right? But like, that to me is so, like, that's insane, dude.
Do you think one day we're gonna get to a point where The Rock has a fast food place called "You Smell What I'm Cooking," or "Come Smell What I'm Cooking"? Fuck, I need to send him an email.
That is a great idea, because the door is wide open as far as, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? You know, like, there is no box that's in, right? Other than it's a place where you can eat food, you know? Because Mom's Spaghetti, you know they're serving spaghetti. Who wants fast food spaghetti, dude?
It's not going to travel well. Can you imagine making spaghetti and then bringing it somewhere? Like, it's going to be fucking gross. Also, spaghetti is so, like, what are you selling it for, a dollar? It's so inexpensive.
When have you ever gone to, like, a spaghetti feed and been like, yes, this was a great meal, you know? Like,
when, like, have you ever gone to a spaghetti feed? I try to avoid them.
Well, like, I don't know, like church events, church, yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's always like spaghetti feed, because the youth group is going on a mission trip to Mexico where they're never going to talk to these people again and talk about Christianity. And it's like, that's when I've had spaghetti feeds, or like school lunches with spaghetti, that kind of like that cardboard almost flavor that like mass quantities of spaghetti brings, you know. You're not getting good quality spaghetti when it's cooked like that.
I have a spaghetti feed story.
Tell me about it.
I used to work at a high school. I was a building engineer, and I worked the afternoon into the evening shift. And every Thursday they had a spaghetti feed for the football players. It was like a
perfect
They had to get the carbs before the big game, right? Because high school football is super important. And which, whatever, that's fine. At one point in time, they took away the spaghetti feed, right? They stopped doing it.
How dare they?
The school took it away. They were like, this is expensive. We're going to cut costs, and we're going to not do the spaghetti feed anymore. The parents were fucking outraged.
You got to have the spaghetti.
Like, writing messages to the school. And they were pissed. Like, you're not going to feed my kids before the games, and they're going to bring your school a trophy, which I already think is fucking stupid, because, like, neat. Nobody gives a fuck.
Not one person, right.
I'm not going to tell you what school it is, but the small-time school, nobody cares. But the parents were just super mad and, like, pissed about it. And eventually they brought it back. But I'm thinking during all of that, like, you can't make your kid a fucking bowl of spaghetti, you entitled shit.
Well,
it's so cheap and it's so easy. You just boil water.
I was just going to say, what did the school save? Like $13? Like, what?
They started to, like, the kids were eating so much, and then they had to throw so much away that they stopped having the quantities needed to feed the regular students.
Jesus Christ, man.
You got to cut costs somewhere, you know what I mean? They were paying me a pretty good amount of money to do absolutely nothing.
Perfect. So
they were really keen on wasting it. They had to take it from somewhere.
That's true. speaking of 2022, even though we weren't, do you have any, like, projects or artists that you think are maybe going to drop something this year that you're kind of looking forward to? Do you have anything on your radar, feelers?
I know you're not going to like this one. I know Hippocampus is putting out a new album. Actually, it drops tomorrow.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, it drops tomorrow, so we'll probably do an episode on it. I've listened to two of the songs off of it. One of them I didn't like. The other one I thought was kind of cool. I'm hoping that maybe it redeems from an EP that they put out that I didn't really like.
Right.
So I'm kind of excited to hear that. That'll be an episode coming up, I suppose. We should probably do that. I heard rumors on the internet, and by heard, I mean I read them probably in a chat room because it's 2022, that Bo Burnham might be releasing something this year.
Whoa.
Other than that, that's
crazy. Between Inside and his last project, wasn't that like probably 4 years?
Like, yeah, but he like in between those two is when he quit for a while.
Right.
And went on to directing. This is just a rumor. I mean, who really knows if these fucking people know what they're talking about? They probably don't. Probably not real. I was excited for this, but I don't know what's going to happen. I'm supposed to go see Glass Animals in March. I don't think that's going to happen, but they'll probably put out something new this year too, I'm sure.
Are there still tickets
for Glass Animals?
Yeah.
No, dude, it's sold out as fuck. They had the song that you and I didn't like evenly off of the last album, Heat Waves.
Right.
He always been faking. They blew up. They blew the fuck up. And they sold out the Armory in like a day.
Boo.
Which is insane. But actually, I don't know if we're going to. I'm happy for him. I don't know if we're going to be able to go or not. We'll see, you know, just because of COVID. But we'll see. I'd like to think that there's a better world, but.
I'm at this point now where, like. I'm sure everybody's really, really looking forward to more people talking about COVID, but I'm at this point where, I'm vaccinated, I'm boosted. I'm thinking I just start putting it to the test and just fucking.
I want to, but everybody I know that's in the same boat as us keeps getting sick. And here's the thing. I would be fine with, you know, if they're like, oh, you're going to get a cough and some sinus stuff and like a headache for a couple days or whatever. I'd be fine with that. But everybody I know is getting like the shits and the pukes. Fuck off. What do you not get with this? For fuck's sake. The one thing I don't want to do is puke. I could even handle shit in my pants for a couple days. I do that anyway.
You do that at least twice a week.
I do that on
weekly.
A fucking Tuesday.
Right.
But like puking now too? Come on. Fuck off, man.
I know. I have a concert in April that I have tickets for. I think I bought two as well, just in case you wanted to come or I can find
someone.
I was
going to ask you if it was that one.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see what happens, but.
Yeah, just kind of wait and see what goes on.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, at this point, I'm just kind of like, I feel like we've already like had it. Like, I'm just like, there's with between my child going to daycare and stuff like that, I feel like we got hit with it at some point, you know?
Probably.
I don't remember the last 2 years, you know?
Yeah. I think that because we had a scare on Christmas. Nate, I told you about it. And my brother-in-law was sick conveniently like 4 days after, right? Tummy issues. Just feeling off, feeling tired. And then my dad... wow. My dad pretty much got the same thing. Like, just really tired, lethargic, a little bit of like a fluffy tummy and whatnot. And like, it just... And you know, we all took at-home tests. Everyone tested negative. But do those fucking things work? Do those things really work? Those things do fucking anything.
I mean, who knows, you know? But those symptoms just sound like me on a regular day, so how would I know the difference?
I know, right? Like, if it lined up where, like, I had, like, a big day where I went for a walk, I was tired the next day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't fucking notice that.
Yeah,
I always feel like shit.
Right, you'd get, like, tired, and you'd be like, oh, man, why am I so tired? And you're like, I walked around 3 blocks, and that's what it is.
Yeah, dude, I was supposed to, last weekend, I was helping a friend move, right? I owed him some favors, and he was like, hey, I don't have anybody, can you and your brother help me load the U-Haul? And I was like, yeah, of course.
Right.
He's done a lot for me, so of course I helped him. And he had a lot of heavy shit, like, he's healthy, he works out, he has a lot of weights and stuff, and of course they were in the basement, whatnot. And then the next day, I was supposed to go see my parents, which is like an hour drive. And I called my mom and I was like, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't think I'm gonna be able to fucking move. I don't think I'm gonna be able to do it. And then I sat around and I ate pizza and just, where was it? Why did I even bring this story up?
I don't know.
It was about feeling like shit all the time, I think.
Yeah.
And then like tonight, I ate an entire stuffed crust. I was telling Nate this before we hit record. I ate an entire stuffed crust DiGiorno pizza. The box says there's 2 feet of cheese in it. I ate the whole fucking thing. And then you know what I'm going to do after we record this podcast at fucking, whatever, 9 o'clock at night? I'm going to have some Moose Tracks ice cream. I've also had 2 beers. It's just a fucking Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, we have fun around here. You know what I mean? So
I feel like shit around here.
Right. I feel like we've talked about this before, but since we're on the subject of like beer and stuff, like, have you ever been so trashed that you can't play like a show? Did it ever get to that point?
I've never been able to not, or I've never gotten to the point where I can't play. I've played bad.
Yeah.
Obviously, I thought I was fucking killing it, but then I saw like videos and it was bad. The worst was Jameson was involved. Lambo and I, you guys know Lambo, went to Rainy Lake Saloon in Virginia way early. We were playing some Iroma Iron Range. What is it called? What is the acronym for?
Iron Range Original
Music Association, something like that. Anyway,
something like that, yeah.
We were playing a show with a bunch of Iron Range bands and I went really early to help Lambo set up, and we were drinking Jameson, as you do.
Of course.
And the bartenders there were very nice to us, and they kept giving us them, so I was like, okay, cool. And we were closing, and this is the worst that it's gone for me. We were going to play the song Get Out of Dodge, right? And
yeah.
I straight up, for a good 45 seconds, was playing our song Life Under the Influence, and I had no fucking idea that I was playing the wrong song. And I also didn't even realize that everybody else stopped. And then I stopped, and I was like, what? And Ryan's like, you're not playing the right fucking song. And then it was like, okay, I gotta kind of pay attention or try to sober up or something. That was the worst, I think.
I can't think of, like the melodies, I guess, between the two songs. But is there a similar drum pattern, or you just were like, I'm playing whatever song?
They're, I mean, similar-ish.
Sure.
One is like, you'll know the references. One is The Matches. You heard the song, and you were like, yeah, this is The Matches. You know,
right,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then the other one always reminded me of, like, Taking Back Sunday. I guess that probably doesn't really help. I'll show you the song someday.
Yeah. But well, I mean, I've heard them. I never know song titles, really.
Names.
Yeah.
Names are bad. One time, this wasn't me, but one time during a Heroes of Heartache practice, Jake got so drunk the night before that we had to postpone the next day's practice to like 7 p.m. the next,
oh my
day. Because he just couldn't do it.
That's the way it goes, man.
Yeah.
That's the rock star life, you know what I mean?
Have you done that? Well, worse?
No, I... let's see.
Is this entrapment?
No, I,
yes, you have.
No, I've...
you've been able to play. I think the worst I've seen you is pull you in.
Yeah. That was...
Yeah, that one was rough.
Yeah, we've told this before, but sometimes I'd play a song on stage with... you know, average mammals on drums, and I just was I was there early, and I was also being fed Jameson shots and stuff, and so anyways, that's probably the worst I've ever been. Yeah, anytime I'm playing, I usually just drink like light beer so that I don't get fucking, you know, like,
what was the show where you were sitting in a van and it was like at a bar or something or some outdoor festival, but you were sitting in a van and you called me over and you just opened up your knapsack and you had like 50 Michelob Ultralights in your knapsack.
That was, yeah, I just had a backpack that I constantly kept full of McGolden Lights. Because I would just, yeah, because I would just take that to shows. Because, first of all, if they pay us at all, it's also going to be in beer. And so, whatever. But, yeah, I just kind of kept a bag of just lukewarm McGoldens, you know, just stashed in my basement. And that's what I took to shows.
It worked out great that particular day.
I feel like, honestly, I feel like that's a pro move, like, on my part. Because I'm not going to be like that guy that also goes up to the bar and is like, hey, I'm in the band, so, you know, give me free drinks, you know? Like, so I would always pay for my drinks if I was, you know, drinking in a bar or something and we were playing later. So keeping a stack of McGolden on me. Hey.
I just always booked shows like at the 2&A Tap House or Rainy Lake because I knew if it's at the Tap House, Carly's right there and she always has she called it a Josh's Jameson bottle underneath the bar. And if I was at Rainy Lake, well, Carly's right there because the 2&A Tap House is right around the corner. She's got Josh's Jameson under the bar. But I also wasn't afraid to go up to the bartender and be like, we get drink tickets? Or what the deal is? Because they're not going to pay you. And, well, depending on the place. If it was like when we played 7th Street Entry, right? I didn't go up and be like, hey, do we get free drinks too? Because, like, I'm just happy to fucking be here. Nobody's going to go. But if it was a place where I knew that we were going to bring people to and they were going to make money off of us, I want my free shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're not going to pay me.
Right. That's very true.
Which is, maybe that's the wrong way of looking at it, but maybe I'm an alcoholic. I don't know. I don't think so.
Who knows and who can tell, you know?
Therapists.
Yeah, that's true. You can quit tomorrow, though, right? You could just drop it, right?
I can stop whenever I want to.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. That's how you know. That's how you know there's an addict in the house, you know?
Whenever you hear that sentence.
I can stop whenever I want to. It's fine. You know?
Oh, so you can't then? No. So you're addicted to it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Like, if it wasn't in question before, it definitely is after you say that.
100%. Yeah. Let's see. I think I got a few anticipated joints for this year, 2022. Rumored Kendrick Lamar album could be coming through, which if Kendrick Lamar drops an album, it's going to be fantastic. Let's see. You know, quite a few hardcore releases. I feel like, you know, Kublai Khan, they fucking rip.
What was that name?
Kublai Khan.
Kublai Khan?
Yeah, Kublai Khan. Like the, okay. The, it was some sort of like.
Martial arts.
No. Like some leader in, I want to say, I'll just keep it really broad, but like Asia in like the early.
Are you thinking of Genghis Khan?
No. Kublai Khan is this. I mean, yeah, that's also, that's Mongolian guy or whatever.
That
right?
Was a knowledge drop, yeah.
No, but they're like just this heavy, like, hardcore band. They just released a little like, hey, here's the pre-orders and all that stuff. Belmont is coming out with a new album. That's confirmed in March.
I forgot the most important one. The Pop. Most important. Yeah. How did I forget that? I fucking bought it.
Yeah. Pup is releasing a new album in couple months, like April or something. Which they're also doing a tour, and it would be great to go and see them. But
yeah, so stop fucking around.
Just, you know, don't get COVID. How about that?
That's a tall order. Did you see Joe Rogan's getting canceled, kind of?
I think Joe Rogan gets kind of almost canceled a lot, but then he goes like, you can't cancel us, and then, like, you know. Yeah, basically, which is music-related, because Neil Young was like...
Joni Mitchell, right?
Yeah, maybe. I guess I don't know. But there was an ultimatum of, you know, I'm either leaving this platform or you take down Joe Rogan, you know? Which I think ultimately Neil Young probably understood that, like, they're not going to fucking get rid of Joe Rogan, but I'm going to call attention to this shit, you know?
Yeah, he made Joe Rogan issue an apology, which is kind of a big deal.
That's powerful. Also, yeah.
There's a movie with Zac Efron and the dude from Workaholics. Who's the guy from Workaholics? Not the one with the hair, not the tall one.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Right? Isn't it like Adam or something?
Adam Levine.
Is it?
Adam Devine? Adam Devine.
Yeah. No.
Adam Levine is fucking Maroon 5.
It's full circle.
There's a movie with him and Zac Efron. And in the movie, somebody goes, oh, I'm giving you an ultimatum. Right? And I just thought of this because every time I hear that word, I think of this. And then I think Adam Devine goes, why would I want an old tomato or something like that? So God. Every time I hear ultimatum, I hear old tomato, and I hate it.
That's you, though. Like, you would say that. Like, why would I want an old tomato?
It is totally a joke for me.
Yeah. But
that,
like,
joke was written for me because it's something I would do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thing, I guess. I feel like, I don't know, like, you think Spotify is going to, like, turn to, I mean, they're a corporation, right? So, like, they're getting shit tons of money from having Joe Rogan on. They also paid him a shit ton of money and stuff like that, too. They're, at the end of the day, they're a corporation. They don't give a shit about, like...
I kind of view it as longevity, though, because, like, in the long run, this is what I don't think people think about, because everything is has to be instantaneous now. But, like, in 50 years from now, right, or 100 years from now, if, like, assuming there's still the U.S., we're kind of on a pit ball, so we'll see. But assuming that there's, you know, we're still intact the way that we are people going to remember Neil Young? Or are they going to remember Joe Rogan? Like, who's done more? And what I mean by that is not that what Joe Rogan does isn't big, but he has a podcast and he hosts UFC. Neil Young made music, which will be, like, it'll always be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, longevity-wise, I would say that Neil Young's legacy... And even imprinting this onto it is going to overtake anything Joe Rogan's done, because Joe Rogan is, his whole career is literally built for the moment. But he could be canceled tomorrow, and it's not like anybody's life changes. I'm sure there are people in the world that if you took away the music, they would be like, fuck, this sucks now.
Yeah. That's
maybe
true.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's interesting. You think that, so here's a kind of a hypothetical with that, because you're saying, you know, Neil Young's music is going to be here forever, right? But do you really think that? Because, I mean, obviously, classic artists, you know, like classic musician and stuff like that, that's made, you know, incredible stuff. But, like, I don't know. Do we still listen to artists from, like, 50 years ago?
This is more what I mean. So,
It's here. I know. I think I know what you mean, but like,
it's so if you want to go back and like Louis Armstrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't listen to Louis Armstrong daily,
right?
At all, right? But his music is there, and the like legacy. His music exists, and if, yes, and the legacy is there. And if I want to go listen to his music because music is something you can go back to, I can do that. But in 50 years, do you think people are going to be like, I really need to go listen to that episode where Joe Rogan had Ben Shapiro on? I have to hear that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like it's different. Like his content isn't meant to last.
Right.
Nobody's going to go re-listen to a podcast. People are going to go back and be like, oh, I forgot about this song. This is a really good classic song. I should go listen to it. That's more what I mean.
True.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Then as far as like his other portion of his career, where he's a UFC announcer.
And a comedian,
and a comedian. I'm not a personal fan of his comedy, so I haven't seen a lot of it. So maybe that will stick. But as far as the career paths of his that I've followed a little bit.
Right.
Like, I'd be more apt to go watch Fear Factor than I would be to go, well, he really, really hosted the fuck out of that fight. I need to listen to him again.
Yeah, he really went,
you know what I mean?
Oh my God, did you see that? Dude, speaking of...
sitting on it.
Speaking of sitting on it, you know? Gotta sit on the toilet and poop out that 2 feet of cheese.
Oh my God. Well, it's not gonna come out. Isn't that the thing with cheese is it gets y'all...
You know what? This is. I wanted to talk stuck. About this, dude, because some people get blocked. Yeah. Some people, the floodgates open wide.
From cheese? It's all about lactose intolerance. Ow.
So, you know, call
this
in
is
if
at
you're.
The end?
Call in if you're blocked up or if it's shooting, you know?
What? What's happening right now?
Call in, dude. Yeah. And with that, bye.